Praise Lord and good morning, dear people of God. What a beautiful day the Lord has made. Well, let me encourage you from the very words of Jesus to Peter in the book of Matthew chapter 16 verses 18 to 19. He said, Peter, on this rock will I build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it, and I will give you the keys of the kingdom of heaven. And whatever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven, and whatever you loose on earth will be loosed in heaven. What a powerful statement. My dear brothers and sisters, I was meditating upon Peter's life, and in this beautiful, decisive conversation, Jesus asks Simon Peter about his identity in Matthew chapter 16, verse 15. But who do you say that I am? And Peter does not hesitate. He confesses Christ as Lord. Jesus then affirms his confession and declares that on the rock of that confession, he will build his church in Matthew 16:18. Jesus promises divine authority to Peter in verse 19. And during the infancy of the church, Peter did indeed lead in Jerusalem. Peter was loaded with charisma and attracted others to follow him. As a disciple, he became a leader among leaders. What gave Peter this charisma that sparked others to affirm his leadership? From the four Gospels, my dear brothers and sisters, we can surmise the answer. Number one, his personality. Peter seemed to possess a sanguine, choleric temperament. Usually, he was the first to speak. Secondly, his purpose. Peter embraced his mission as quickly as any of the 12. He was the first to act. Thirdly, his people skills. Peter was drawn to people. He acted like a magnet that either attracted or repelled others. Fourthly, his passion. Peter had a fire inside. He wanted to please God and make a difference. Hallelujah. My dear brothers and sisters, can we be inspired today with Peter's life and his persona, his personality, his purpose, his people skills, and his passion? And can we be a difference maker in the kingdom of God today? Can we win many souls for Jesus? Can we be bold and courageous to do the work of the Lord? Can we be depended on by the Lord Jesus Christ that on this confession, Samuel, I will build my church? What is your confession today? What are you building? If you are building Christ's church, then it's great, because that's what he's called to do. He said, I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. So when we fellowship with the Lord, when we do the work of the Lord, when we serve in the house of God, when we fellowship with the saints of the Lord, when the Lord has added us into a family of Christ, and we are committed to the family, we are there doing the work of the Lord, God is well pleased with such building. And I always say, is if we are not building, then we are breaking. You know, there's no stagnancy. We all need to build together. In Nehemiah's time, all the men were building together the walls of Jerusalem. All of them were ready to fight. Are you in that position that you are building together and you are fighting together to build the church of Jesus Christ? Today is that challenge that I leave you with this thought and introspect and say, God, here am I. Change me, and Lord, empower me, enable me, equip me to accomplish the task that you have given me. Amen. God bless you, and let's pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, we want to say thank you for this blessed assurance that on our confession, you are going to build your church. You affirmed, Peter, that on this confession, who am I? That when you ask that you are Christ the Lord. Hallelujah. Yes, Jesus, you are the Lord. You are the Christ. You are the Savior. You are the head of your church. You are the builder of your church. Today, you will build your church. Today, your church will grow and multiply. Today, your church will be blessed abundantly. I thank you for your people, O God. I thank you for your flock. Enable them, empower them, equip them, accomplish the task that you have given them. And Lord, I praise you for the authority that you have delegated unto us, that whatever we will bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatever we will loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. Hallelujah. Lord, I pray that we will exercise that authority on a daily basis, and we'll walk in victory and expand the kingdom of Christ. The kingdom of God suffers violence, and the violent take it by force. Hallelujah. And I pray, Lord, give us that spirit that we will be able to accomplish that you have called us to do on this earth, in Jesus' name. I thank you for your flock as they step out to their jobs, to the businesses, and running the errands for the day. Bless them. Enlarge their territory. Increase their borders. Take away every pain from their midst. I pray for the ones who are grappling with their health. Lord, I speak health, strength, vigor, vitality. I speak life into their brain and their body, that their bodies will function normally in the name of Jesus, the way Jehovah has created us. I thank you for that, that by your wounds and by your stripes, we were healed and made whole. In Jesus' most holy, mighty, and matchless name we pray. Amen and amen. God bless you, people of God. Have a great, big, wonderful weekend ahead of you. And don't forget to go to church. And don't forget to be a great testimony to somebody around you and win souls for Jesus. Bye for now.